This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman. Harrison is on the ones and twos. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O, the Metro, as they call it. We want to give a big shout out to Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Brought in two great choices, especially on a day like today. Mm-hmm. Had my mouth watering there, Harrison, when he was talking about the lobster tails. I tagged Kevin and, had him in the original tweet. If you ever see Kevin, and he'll tweet out some pictures of what he does on the grill. My man can definitely throw down on the grill. But we are on Old School on this Thursday, live in effect from 1040 O Street. I always say the mecca of sports radio in this great city of Lincoln, but the state of Nebraska as well. We are taking over the airways and the airwaves and everything else. But last night there was an NBA Finals game. Harrison, mm-hmm. First one we talked a little bit with about it with Strick on the crossover. It's been on the radio a few times during the day, but the Timberwolves, I think the hardest thing the Timberwolves are going to have to overcome is themselves. And that's, they're the talk out of Minneapolis. Obviously, I'm from Minneapolis and kind of keep an eye out. Timberwolves are one of my favorite teams. That they had a hard film session. And that's what separates, I would say that the Mavericks are a more veteran and act like veteran team.
Yeah.
Whether it's Luka, Kyrie, because Dallas has been to the conference finals with Luka before. So everybody on their team has been there before. So, and Kyrie's a world champion. Whereas the Timberwolves, this is a new area for them. Mm-hmm. And you saw it against Denver, where they got up 2-0, go back home, getting patted on the back, and next thing you know, it's 2-2, and you're in a dogfight. Actually, you're down 3-2. Mm-hmm. And you got to, desperation 3-3, and then you got to do the unthinkable and win game 7. Same thing. You beat the defending champions. Everybody's patting you on the back. You're at home. You expect that you're going to assume you're going to win. The first three letters of assume is you know what. And when you have a superstar like Kyrie that can close, it can start and close. And when he's saying he needs to be aggressive all game, every game in the series, you're in some trouble. And so they had a hard film session. And the reason why I thought it would be a little bit hard for them the day after is because learning how to deal with success and be a champion is a quality that you sometimes have to learn by, getting your hand burned on the stove. And it's how you prepare. It's how you think. It's how you essentially have to trick your mind in of don't believe everything good that you're hearing. And the next opponent is actually bigger and better than the one you defeated, even though they're the defending world champions. And I think that's where the Timberwolves got to learn a lesson.
Yeah, they're going to have to lock in, because it's the one thing with Timberwolves, you hope they don't catch what I just call Celtic syndrome, where those guys on paper year after year, they're banging their head against the Eastern Conference Finals. They fall asleep. They're looking at their opponent. Oh, we got what? A-seed Miami Heat. Less than. Guess what? You're in a series, and then you go all the way through. The Heat win it. And the Heat's run was impressive, but the Denver Nuggets showed it in the finals that this wasn't the best team in the Eastern Conference Final. And I still truly believe that. Like, yes, the three-point shooting numbers were great, but there was teams in the East last year that I think were just sleeping.
Yeah.
And like they're sleeping Philly, on the Miami.
Philly last year, yeah.
Yep. When, like, Philly, that's all. You could spend 2 hours on Philadelphia 76ers and their problems. But, yeah, when it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves, like, do you think they even need to get any more losing within them? Because where are you at where you got to lose in big playoff situations in order to improve? Because the Timberwolves got about 20 years worth of losing. Like, I don't think they need to lose anymore to figure it out.
I don't think it'll be something that's catastrophic. I just think they're learning on the job. I think it's a good wake-up call for them. Mm-hmm. When you have a hard film session, that means you're doing a lot of things that you normally don't do. Why does that happen? Because you get caught up in the moment. It's just like when you get to the Super Bowl, the week leading up to the Super Bowl, you're dealing with tickets, fanfare, media stuff. We were down there, and the media obligations and stuff where you have to go do appearances and all that stuff is magnified, and it can take away from your preparation. And sometimes when you're a young team, you can always think like, okay, well, we're the best. You've heard all year. They've been they're the biggest and longest team in the NBA, and one of the longest teams in history, as far as the height and width, and they've been the number one defense, right? What they do against the Jamal Murray, they locked him down. They locked my bloodline down, right? So then here comes Kyrie and Luka. You think it's going to be rinse and repeat? You went 3-1 against them in the regular season. I would have said, if I was Coach Finch, I said, listen, this is a different Mavericks team. They were injured, and they weren't using Lively in Washington this way, the way that they are now. This is a different team. We need to judge them off their best effort, which is their last series. And they just got caught slipping.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing I was listening to the game, and they interviewed Corliss Williamson, great player, you know, in his own right in college and obviously in the pros. He's the assistant coach for the Timberwolves. And when the first thing he says, he's like, we had a couple busts on coverages. That's no different than the defensive coordinator. If they were interviewing Jay Foreman, Tony White, or Charlie McBride, it was like, how'd you give up a couple explosive plays? Well, we had a couple busts. That's not what you usually do when you're the number one team. And so that's where they probably had a hard film session today. I look for a better effort in game two. They're going to be in early desperation mode.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
They got to win, but then also get back to what they do well. That's defend and give it to Anthony Edwards. And they look lethargic on offense. And I want your opinion on this, like where just give you the ball, Anthony Edwards. Okay, you between your legs, head fake, in and out dribble, use your athletic ability. You're actually letting Dallas rest on defense when you should make them play defense, get easier shots. And I think the more that you do that, especially early in the game, plays in the hands of Dallas.
I'm with you. They still got to figure out offensively how to be more efficient, because especially if you look at that game 7 with the Denver Nuggets, like you can sum it up with that turnaround fader by Rudy Gobert. That wasn't great offense. You guys turned it on, and you were hitting your shots at the very end when it mattered most. But a lot of that offense wasn't set up through beautiful ball movement. It was just guys hitting tough shots in big moments. But offensively, it wasn't like they were abusing the Nuggets, and the mismatches were just out there on every single
half-court
situation. Yeah, they just got hot, and they made shots when it mattered most. You look at this game in this series with the Mavericks, that defense that's so great, especially with their perimeters, they were harassing Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
And that's why they had Aaron Gordon bring up the ball so many, especially when they lost the first two. They're like, okay, enough of this. Aaron Gordon, let's have you bring up the ball. We can pull Rudy Gobert out, whoever's on him. Let's avoid our guards getting harassed. You have Kyrie Irving. You're not going to be able to bottle up Kyrie Irving the same way you're going to be able to bottle. Even Luka Doncic, for that matter, he's a better ball handler than Jamal Murray. So now it's that pressure they're putting on, that defense pressure that was so significant with the Denver Nuggets. It's not going to have that same effect. So you're going to need to be more efficient on offense, and you can't rely on just getting hot. And I feel like that was kind of game one where, like you said, the offensive sets, it felt lethargic, but that, you know, quote-unquote lethargic, that's how they won game seven, simply by being hot. I don't think it's good offense, but it is one of those things where you can't rely on the defense throwing so many fits for those guards on the Mavericks, because Kyrie, I think, still undeniably, he's probably the best ball handler at the guard position we have in the league today. Hard-pressed to find someone who's better than him. So they're going to be able to break down whatever. If you want to expend energy pressing full court, you're going to burn a lot of energy.
Yeah, it's really, I wouldn't say it's pointless, but you can't, that can't be where you put your, you know, your cap, hang your hat on it. I think one of the things they need to do to offset Kyrie and Luka is they need to get more physical inside. They have the size. They need to play with more force.
Do you put Cat inside?
I put Cat inside, and then I have Rudy Gobert is kind of like a high-low, and I have Rudy Gobert crash the boards. And what that's going to do, that's going to punch. It's like a body blow to Dallas to slow them down, make them think differently. You'll get more kick out, and like Strick says, butt-naked threes because of, hopefully, the offensive rebounds, and that's what you want to shoot the threes on. Those are like free throws for NBA players. Then that will get more movement on offense. That means that you can get Anthony Edwards on a secondary cut. That means you can get Mike Conley in either a three or mid-range. And then you can get, obviously, McDaniels and Naz Reid. And then you can kind of really use your roster and make Dallas adjust. They didn't make Dallas adjust defensively because Cat plays like a three. He's 7 foot one or 7 foot tall. He plays like he's 6'6", 6'7". So even though when he comes out there and you put the roster on TV, you see, whoa, man, that's a height advantage. Not necessarily. The reason why it worked against Denver is because Denver generally, really, realistically have one ball. That's Jamal Murray. And Gordon, he's a junk type of player where they don't run any sets for him. It's pick and roll. It's backside. It's a dive. You get it and dunk. He's an energy guy, right? Michael Porter Jr. He's the guy that's 6'9", 6'10". It might be 6'11". He wants to be a jump shooting three man. Well, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh game of the series, that's why you saw bottom out game seven. So he's nullified. So even though Cat's guarding him, he's looking at the same type of player. And whereas P.J. Washington and all that, he's going to try to take you to the rack. So they got to get back to what they do well and not bust coverages. And then they got to try to find a way to slow Dallas down. And how do you slow down two guards that can dictate the pace, take the ball out of their hands, and punch them in the guts?
Yeah, if I'm – especially with Karl-Anthony Towns, I get it. You're a great three-point shooter. You can shoot over anybody. You're hanging out around the perimeter for that reason. Try to stretch it out. But if I'm – Cat, I'm looking at film of when Lakers won the 2020 bubble championship.
Yeah.
What did Anthony Davis' game turn into? Enough of this outside. Yeah. I'm going to stretch you out. Like, no, I'm going to play a five because I'm the best five out there. I'm going to go ahead and prove it. Karl-Anthony Towns needs to get to that. Like, yeah, you can be a mismatch, but I guarantee you that 6'10", 6'11", even 6'7", whoever's defending you, they're going to say thank you if you want to hang out around the perimeter. They're much rather take a contested three. I mean,
anybody can guard him out there.
Exactly.
Because you're not beating anybody off the dribble and you're shooting deep threes. Also, if you go back to Denver game seven, he played more inside.
Yeah.
Then late he went outside. He's starting outside and he's forgetting to go inside. So I think if they do that, and obviously, you know, they got coaches and everything like that, they got to start defensively. And then they got to get Anthony Edwards going. I think if you could do that defensively, or offensively will lead to, you know, better defense. You get some runouts, and there's an old saying, you know, when you're struggling from the outside and you've got too many hard shots, get them a couple, you know, drive and dives, some dunks and stuff like that. All of a sudden, the jumpers start going in. So, good segment there on the NBA Finals. We got another game tonight, NHL playoff hockey. We're going to come back, talk a little NCAA. Yeah, you know, there's an article out there on the best new incomers. I'm going to ask Harrison who he thinks either portal or freshman that aren't named Dylan Raiola. Who's going to have the biggest impact next year? Jay Foreman, Harrison, Old School. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Geldwin. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Geldwin windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big.